Christmas on Soundtrack Radio. It's the premiere now of the third Madness Christmas episode. The world leader finds himself going away for Christmas. Oh, the horror.
Madness.
Episode 89. Driving home for Christmas.
What's this?
It's a card.
What, a Christmas one?
Yeah, today's the 1st of December. And I'm putting up a tree as well.
Oh no, that's why you were soaring at 3 a.m.
Yeah, well, get out from under my feet. I need to put that tree in.
Right next to the log burner. Don't you think that's a fire hazard?
It will be in a minute if you don't move your ass.
You do know that Christmas is banned in this empire, don't you?
Yeah, well, this is the palace where I rule with an iron fist.
Well, that's it. I'm going out.
Where?
To a bar.
If you're not back before midnight, you'll find yourself locked out.
Well, if that happens, I'll break back in. Or alternatively, shivvy myself up a drainpipe. Merry Christmas.
Saddam gets on the phone to Hamid.
Meet me at the central bar of Baghdad, Hamid. We have some things to discuss.
At the bar?
What did you bring wine for, Hamid? Alcohol's now banned over Christmas to stop the serfs from getting too drunk.
Well, I thought this was going to be a power meeting, sir, so I brought some champagne.
Well, okay, just this once.
You said that last week. What is this meeting all about?
It's about something that Mother told me earlier. You're going to have Christmas off.
Back at the palace.
I wouldn't normally ask a favour around Christmas, but we're going away. So could you mind Toto Brin's mother?
Happy to. Well, I could do with somewhere to stay. My palace in Spain has become quite the shithole now that Brin is in prison, and I can't look after it. But may I ask, does Toto come with a litter tray?
Well, yes, he has. We installed it after the catcher that we tied to his anus kept coming off.
When will I be coming to stay?
Well, from Christmas Eve right through to New Year's.
Right, now I demand an explanation. Why the f*** are we going away for Christmas? Who the heck do you think's going to run things around here and make sure that the citizens don't do anything festive?
You can stay if you want, but you won't have anyone to do your cooking, cleaning and washing. Remember how high the dishes got last time I was away?
I used a whole room for them. You still haven't been cleaned away. Can't go in there. Different pieces of cutlery keep stabbing my feet.
You'd better be coming for the Christmas holiday then.
Just one more question. Why the fuck did you put up Christmas decorations if we're not going to be here?
To keep the burglars out. If there wasn't a train here, they'd think we'd deserted the place. And then there wouldn't be a plasma in here either. But not only that, Brin's mother's coming to stay.
Her up and I think she's all right.
Keep your thoughts to yourself, son. Anyway, she's staying in your room while we're away.
Why is she here anyway?
Well, we've got Toto, remember? And we can't take that to Switzerland.
Is that where we're going? There'd be too many hills and mountains there for snipers waiting to attack me.
On Christmas Eve, the day of leaving, Saddam goes onto the podium and makes an announcement to the citizens.
It seems, dear citizens, that I, your great leader, will be going away. Stop that at once! It's not that good. I will unfortunately have to delegate my extensive powers to none other than Hamid.
That's not what you told me in the bar, sir. You told me I'd have Christmas off.
I meant from the shackles of servitude to me. When you're running this place over Christmas, you're free to be your own boss, Hamid. As long as you don't do anything I wouldn't do. Unlike Dodd with his benefits and hospitals.
What about all the insurgencies? How can I handle them alone?
You'll have Vulcan. His gun isn't exactly an ornament, you know.
Get in now, Saddam! You've got to pack! You didn't tell me which suitcase your undies were in!
Fuck off, Mother! Sorry, citizens, about that. Didn't mean to drag you into it. Now, just because I won't be here doesn't mean it'll be time to get out the mistletoe and start watching The Wizard of Oz. Very senior Bath Party officials will be keeping a close watch on all of you, namely Hamid.
In the palace?
What the hell was that? We're going on holiday? You haven't got time for silly chats with the crowd? We're going to miss our flight?
I could always hijack a plane again.
Yeah, but you're too bone-idle these days. So we'll have to take a regular flight like we usually do.
Oh, it's Hamid. For the keys.
Hurry up, we need to leave in 5 minutes.
Only me, sir.
On the way to the airport in a taxi.
Why the f*** are we in a taxi?
What do you mean?
Why don't you learn to drive and make yourself useful? And then we wouldn't need this excuse of a taxi.
I'm trained to canter on a camel, and who in Iraq needs more than that?
Stop!
What was that all about?
Breen's mother? I forgot to let her in. We've got to go back.
Saddam and mother arrive back at the palace to find broken glass on the lawn.
Oh, sorry about this. I couldn't get in, so I had to put my suitcase through the window. Don't worry, I'll phone a glazier.
Where the hell are you going to get a glazier on Christmas Eve?
Mr. Fix and Frame, right here at your service. Dodd, what in the hell are you doing here? Sorry, sir, I am a glass company. I found the need for a second income to replace all my broken laboratory pieces.
We don't pay you anything, and you don't need money. You get your authorised equipment from the state.
Well, enjoy your holiday and Merry Christmas.
Don't you dare say that to me!
Saddam and mother finally get to Baghdad Security Airport, and they have, of course, missed their flight.
Out of Baghdad, would passengers please be reminded that they need their permission slips?
What the hell are we going to do now?
Ankara, leaving in 5 minutes.
Have you got the number for the taxi?
All unattended luggage will be disposed of.
After a 40-minute wait, a taxi arrives.
How much would the fare be to Switzerland?
800,000 points.
Then get the f*** out the taxi.
Saddam yanks the driver out of the cab, Grand Theft Auto style.
I thought you couldn't drive. Needs must.
In Switzerland.
Is that the hotel?
Yes, and we'd have got here much earlier if you knew the difference between a cliff and a turn.
Never mind that now. Let's just get into the hotel. I'm so tired, I need to hit the sack.
They knock on the hotel door. Well, unfortunately, I cannot let you in, as you were originally booked for Christmas Eve through to the 30th, and it's now New Year's Eve.
What? Are you saying we've missed Christmas?
Well, it took 5 days and nights carpooling across Eurasia. What in the hell do you expect?
I didn't expect this. How the heck has this happened? I don't remember anything.
Then you probably shouldn't have drunk that orange juice I gave you when we were driving out of Kurdistan. Thank God they still sell sleeping pills in service stations. I just exceeded the recommended dosage.
Sleeping pills? I'm speechless! The last time I missed Christmas, I had the flu. And compared to this, it's a good reason. I can't believe I wasted Christmas slumped in the back of a taxi. You'll regret this, son. It might take me till Easter to think of a reprisal, but you'll regret this.
It wasn't a taxi. I ditched that and hijacked the lorry. Anyway, enough arguing. Let's make the most of our holiday now we're here. I'm booking the hotel to miss New Year's as well.
There's no point. I planned a get-together of all of our associates on New Year's Eve at the palace.
Well, since I'm here, I might as well go skiing.
Up the mountain?
Skiing's not so hard. It's just like playing a very downhill video game. I'm glad we missed Christmas. If I never see another Christmas tree again, it'll be too soon.
Just then, the leader smashes into a giant pine tree, which looks remarkably like a Christmas tree.
Our tree! We had decorated that!
It contains our gift to the mythical Snow God.
What are you doing now?
This is just my penknife. I'm just finishing off what I started.
Back in the heart of the Empire...
Sir Hamid, how did your Christmas leadership go?
I could hardly believe it. The citizens have been perfectly behaved, sir.
What, not a single revolt? Not the need for a single present amnesty across the whole of Christmas? How?
It was Mr. Dodd, sir. With the extra money from his glassing business, he was able to build a giant time machine again.
And who got to use it? For once, I like the sound of something that Square-Eyed Dodd has done.
Practically the whole city, sir. He opened up a fake benefit office and got them to hoard into it.
Sounds good. So like me, they've skipped Christmas as well.
Well, there is a slight drawback, since they went into the time machine on Christmas Eve. They now think today is Christmas Day.
Oh, the humanity! And there's Father Christmas right there in the town square!
I think you'll find that Tsukasa Hussan, sir.
Tsukasa? Just what in the hell are you playing at? Are you playing Russian roulette with your life or something? Defying my anti-Christmas orders.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Your Holiness.
What have you been doing? You're going to have to come up with a legal explanation fast, or you'll be spending your New Year's in one of our new prisons.
I was just trying to make an honest living. There were these items from our warehouse that hadn't been sold, so me and the boys dressed up as Father Christmas and his elves.
How dare you defy me?
Just a second, I have customers.
I'll have to arrest you later. The citizens. I'll tell them a thing or two. Citizens. Today is not Christmas Day, so don't even think about celebrating it. You've all been the victims of a hoax, perpetrated by mad science man Mr. Dodd. You've been travelled through time behind your backs to end up here now on the 31st, which means you have missed Christmas. It was Bans, he didn't miss anything anyway. However, you also missed work, which you were going to have to make up for. Right now, officials will be handing you the documents for your 168-hour shifts.
Can we go back in the time machine and miss that?
No, of course not. Don't be facetious. Go and clock on and have a happy new year. Although technically you should have to wait until Ramadan for that.
Back in the palace.
Saddam, my soaps haven't recorded!
Why? Like I give a sh**.
The news is saying that Dodd used his time machine at the TV station!
Presented by Good Laugh and Totally Mad.
The episode was written by AJ, starring the voices of Daniel Seal, Brian Seal and AJ. This is Christmas on Soundtrack Radio.
First, there was space. Then, there was Earth. And then, there was man. And after God, there was celebrity. The celebrities are back.
Sharon,
they're cooler than ever.
Time for me to go and get laid.
They're better.
Oh, go on, Broken Isle.
And they're even more insane than before.
Oh, good brother, you can't murder members of the audience.
Sharon, oh, you're there, babe.
All-new British series, Celebrity Sketchbook, the second series. Now playing on Soundtrack Radio.
Nothing is a...